The user might make a mistake in entering the name and try to correct it by hitting the backspace key to erase the mistake. But this does not work. The ASCII value of the key, hex 08, is included in the string just as is any character value. Odd byte values show up in SPIM as small black rectangles. In the following, the patron name was Ms. Gwyneth. However, the user had no idea how to spell Gwyneth and hit backspace a couple of times trying to correct it. The backspaces show up as little black rectangles. In other words, the backspace character is included in the string that SPIM reads in. When you write out that string, the backspaces are still within it, and you see the little black rectangles. Most operating system user interfaces allow the user to edit a string using backspace, delete, arrow, and other characters before it is sent to an application program. The application program asks for a string from the user, but the operating system actually does the input, complete with user editing. When the user hits a backspace, the operating system sees it, and rather than include the backspace in the string, it removes the previous character. This is sometimes called cooked input mode. The SPIM exception handler service does not do this. Characters are sent directly to the program as they were typed. If the user hits the backspace character, then that character is placed in the input string. This is sometimes called raw input mode. It's useful for games and other types of input where the exact character that the user typed is immediately needed. You could, of course, write your program so that it looks at the raw characters in the buffer and edits the input string. This is a messy task and often skipped, but it should not be skipped.